Hello.
Hi, my name is Carlos. How you doing today, sir?
Who is this?
I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County, and I assure you this is not a sales call, sir. Do you mind helping me out today?
How long is the survey?
This is not going to take long, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Am I speaking to Brent Walker?
Yes.
Okay. And first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
All right. So on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in a March primary? Are you most certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Most certain.
Most certainly?
Yeah, most certain. Yes.
All right. So in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you most certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think we'll vote for those offices?
Probably vote.
So probably will vote?
Yes.
And what year you were born?
I was born in 1973.
Thank you. And are you anyone in your household have Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. And do you consider yourself to be white, African or black, Hispanic or Latino?
White.
White. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel have gone off the wrong track?
I would say off the wrong track.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. So please tell me one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. So parental rights in education, public safety and crime, inflation and cost of living, water policy, housing affordability, homelessness, jobs and wages, public infrastructure like roads and bridges. Which one of those most important in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor?
I would say inflation and the economy.
And cost of living?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one. Is very favorable, someone favorable, someone unfavorable, or very unfavorable? And we have no opinion. If you have no opinion, I never heard of that person, please say so. So the first person is Steve Brandow.
Very unfavorable.
All right. Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Gavin Newsom.
Very favorable.
All right. Gary Bredefeld.
Very unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Favorable, or whatever the one is below, very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Yeah, somewhat favorable?
Mm-hmm. Somewhat, all right. Yeah.
All right. So Paul Dictos?
I don't know him, so no opinion.
All right. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city councilman member Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA and county access recorder, Steve Bradow, county supervisor and businessman, and Dion Bradows, for whom would you vote?
Probably the first one. Definitely not for Steve Brandow.
You say Gary Bredefeld?
No, I wouldn't vote for Gary, no.
All right.
Who are they again?
Yes, Gary Bredefeld, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, Steve Brandow, and Dion Bradows.
Probably Paul.
Paul Dictos?
Yeah.
CPA SS recorder.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how certain are you that you will vote for Paul Dictos, CPA SS recorder? Are you very certain, someone certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
All right. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandow as county supervisor excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Poor.
All right. And how will you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefit as the Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Poor.
All right. So thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. So the first candidate is a Democrat. Who is a Democrat?
Okay.
So much more likely to vote? Someone more likely to vote?
Much more, yeah.
So yeah. Much more likely?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how about a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly, with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
I'd say somewhat more likely.
Someone more likely? Okay. How about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Much more likely.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornography materials from the county library.
That's not very likely.
All right, so we have much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
All right. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
I would say somewhat more likely.
All right. How about a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Somewhat less likely.
A candidate who is 80 years old?
Somewhat less likely.
All right. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. Next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for that candidate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Gary Bredefit currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedom, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and the military. Bredefit will fight for honesty and transparency in the government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, will you say there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Gary Bredefit for county supervisor?
There's no chance in heck I would vote for him.
All right. So Steve Brandel currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Bredel has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning, fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Bredel has a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornography material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, we say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Steve Bredel for county supervisor.
No chance all right. At all.
And Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. He is a CPA. He has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, will you say there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
I would say there's a good chance.
All right. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Gary Bredefit, businessman and city council member Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Steve Bredel, County Supervisor and Businessman, and Dayon Berdace, for whom will you vote?
I'd say Paul.
All right. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. So generally speaking, okay. do you think yourself as a Democrat or a Republican or something else?
Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I would say strong.
All right. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I would say probably liberal overall.
All right. So will you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are living with your friends or family?
Rent.
All right. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a good night, sir.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Damn, should have put the heart, bro. Damn, should have put the heart, my nigga.